Welcome to Daily Mental Prayer with Shalom Kaysen, where we meditate on the scriptures and I play live music. Today we're going to be doing a verse from Matthew chapter 6, but first we're going to do a quick prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. And Lord, please allow us to see all our faults and our sins and to avoid them as best as we can moving forward. Amen. Okay, today's verse is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So we're going to focus on these first, the first line, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And we're going to take just a few moments to think about what does that mean? So what does it mean to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? What does it mean to you to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. What does it mean to you that all these things will be given to you? What are all these things? How will it be given? Think about it for a few moments. And all these things will be given to you as well. What does it mean that all these things will be given to you? What are all these things that the Lord is promising? Take a few moments to think about it. Now we want to think about some concrete actions we can take moving forward from today that is going to make us holier. It's going to help us to avoid sin and move us closer to doing righteous things. So seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What concrete action can you take to seek the kingdom of God and to seek righteousness? Think about it for a few moments. Thank you. What concrete action can you take to seek the kingdom of God and to seek righteousness? Think about it for a few moments. What concrete action can you take to remember the things that God will give to you if you stay faithful? So we want to think about, like, what can we actually do tomorrow that will help us remember that God has promised us all these things? Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about my insights that I got from these verses today. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean to me? Seeking God's kingdom means looking specifically after our virtues and vices. The kingdom of God, there's not going to be anything evil, nothing bad. Everything is going to be good and perfect. So seeking the kingdom means to seek what God told us to do, which is love your neighbor, and first of all, love God and love your neighbor. And you can really boil your whole life down to those two things. So seek first the kingdom means, how can I love God more? Of course, worshiping him in the way that he has desired. For me, that's going to Mass as much as possible. And I've been feeling really good and lately because I've been able to get back to daily Mass. Like both of my cars had broken down at one point. You know, we had two family cars to get around. They both broke down, so that was fun. And then we ended up having to get a new car and we get the other car fixed. So yeah, it was a little bit crazy and I wasn't able to go to daily Mass. I realize now that that one car is fixed and we have a new one, that, you know, how much I missed daily Mass and getting my daily dose of heaven, as it says in the Our Father, give us our day this daily bread. So worshiping, you seek the kingdom by worshiping God in the way that he called his ministers to do that, by praying, of course, by loving your neighbor, which is can mean giving to charity. It could mean praying more. It could mean any number of things. So you can find out what works best for you in your life as far as loving your neighbor. And then, sorry about that. That was the wrong note. It was a little too loud. And then talking about these things that will be given to you. So what does that mean to me? It means that we really don't know. We don't know what things will be given to us. We have no idea what's in store for us in heaven. So but we know they're all good. We know they're excellent. Jesus talks about mansions and there will be many mansions, and you would imagine a mansion is a great place to live and it's wonderful. It has a pool and it has all the amenities and a hot tub, you know, whatever you can imagine. It's way better in heaven. And that's what we're being promised. We're not being promised anything particularly on earth. We are being promised wonderful happiness in heaven with God. And even if there's nothing in heaven, just being able to see God, what is called the beatific vision, is going to be enough for us. So how do you make that concrete? By remembering when you're suffering here, as we do from day to day. And it really, I had a little bit of a struggle today. I was not feeling good about work, and it was just a huge truckload of work dumped on me, and paperwork and calling this person and go to that person and do this and do that. I'm not complaining, of course, but I'm just making a note of it, that It would have helped me to stop and remember that God is promising me, if I am faithful by loving him and loving my neighbor, I am promised to have happiness that I cannot even imagine. So it would have helped to stop and say, God is promising me happiness way beyond this. It's easy to deal with this a little bit for the reward that I'm getting. I deal with work every week, 2 weeks. Why? Because at the end of 2 weeks, they're going to give me a paycheck. They're going to give me that money, which of course we all need to pay those. Why do I stay at the job? Well, it's for the money. And you know, there are other reasons. I do enjoy being a teacher, but there's a lot of downsides. And the reason that really keeps me is because of the money. If they were paying half the pay, I definitely wouldn't stay there. If they were paying, for example, a lot more somewhere else for a different job that I also might enjoy, well, I would probably go and do that instead. So a lot of times it's about happiness. A lot of times, especially when you have bills, it's about paying the bills as well. So instead of thinking, well, that 2 weeks, that paycheck time, it's awesome, I could be thinking when I'm having a tough day, it's, you know, however hard this is, God has a promise in store for you if you stay faithful. And just kind of remind myself, and then the kind of pressure and the stress will relieve a little bit, because it's like, you know what, this isn't so bad when I'm promised the beatific vision. I'm promised the ultimate happiness, which is seeing God. So that's that for today. We're going to close out with an Our Father and a Glory Be. And thank you so much for watching. I'm going to try to come back every day, at least once a day, and do this. And yeah, thanks everybody for joining me, and all the people who subscribed previously and had to wait 3 months for me to come back and do it again. I'm back, and I will stay back by the grace of God, because it really helps me, and I hope it helps you as well. We're going to close out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to do mental prayer and to think about you more and to love you more and more by focusing on your holy scripture, your divine inspired word. And please allow us to avoid sin as much as possible and go towards virtue as much as possible, so we can actually get all the things that you have promised us in heaven as our reward. Amen. And that is it. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching. Make sure you subscribe. I have the website I'm still working on, sdkason.com. All the old, not all the old videos on there, but I'm working on getting everything in a central place on sdkason.com. It's not fully done yet, but there is a lot of information up there. You have an about section talking about the seven deadly sins, the seven heavenly virtues, how to do mental prayer. So go check it out, sdkason.com. In the meantime, in between time, stay holy, my friends, and God bless.